In fact, I have found my guest. He is the head football coach at BYU. Incredibly, entering his sixth season as Cougars head coach, candidate for multiple Coach of the Year awards last season, BYU coming off an 11-1 year last year, number 11 in the final rankings, led the Cougars to their first one-loss season since 1996, led BYU to its fourth bowl game in 5 years. They open up against Arizona in Las Vegas, September 4th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Kalani Sitake. Kalani, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Great to be on. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Always good to have you on. So bring me up to date, because it has been a minute or two since we last spoke. What was the offseason like for you, and how are things?
It's been great. It's been, getting things back to normal, having a normal spring ball. Last year, obviously, got disrupted by the pandemic, just like everybody had to deal with that, and a little bit unique in the off-season training. This year, we've been back to normal and getting guys, ready as a team. And so it's been the process has been really good, and it's been nice to have things getting back to normal, and looking forward to seeing all our fans at the first game.
Well, that's the truth. That's the most important thing, some return to normalcy. So let me ask you, you didn't just have a season last year, but you went 11-1. And as I mentioned, you finished number 11 in the polls. You had that enormous win over Boise State. You beat UCF in the bowl game. As you look back at last season, especially with all the challenges, what are you most pleased with and most proud of?
Well, I'm just proud of the players, and just thankful for the opportunity that we had to play the game. Obviously it was a little different, not having the stands full, but just to see our players have an opportunity to work hard and have it be able to show it on the field. And they showed a lot of gratitude last year and going into this year, just not taking things for granted. So I think it's really changed society. Definitely has changed our team dynamic, and having our guys be a little bit more appreciative of the things that they have and not take anything for granted anymore.
You know, what about the coaching staff? I mean, obviously you guys are older, a little more mature, but did you sense any of that as well, a change of perspective and maybe even some greater gratitude among the coaches?
Definitely. I think entitlement can settle in on everybody. There's no one that's immune from that. And so I think when you see things and put things kind of, there's a priority that puts in place, especially when things are hectic and disruptive like the pandemic. And I think it gets everyone to focus on what's the most important, and to let things like football work for you rather than have it run your life, you know. And I think that can happen for coaches. That can happen for a lot of people in the profession. It definitely can happen for student athletes as well. And so it's allowing them to realize what's the most important, and then have football kind of work in conjunction with it rather than have it run your life.
I really agree with you. I mean, how can any of us not go through what we went through and not have a greater appreciation and perspective? I feel the same way. Kalani Sitake joining us. All right, so as we jump into this, your offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, left to take the offensive coordinator job at Baylor, and you promote Aaron Roderick to take over. It's an offense that's coming off an amazing season. So how much change are you guys planning when it comes to the scheme, or is it primarily the same and maybe the faces just change?
Well, I trust Aaron Roderick, and I'm just happy that Jeff Grimes was able to go back home. He's from Texas. Makes a lot of sense for him to go there and be close to home and to be close to his mother, and also, you know, for him to be with Dave Aranda, who they worked together at LSU. And I'm really thankful for the things that Jeff Grimes did for our program. And he did a great job leading this offense with basically support coming from Aaron Roderick. Aaron Roderick's been an offensive coordinator before for many years, and he's been through this. He's been through a change of quarterbacks, and he's the guy that mentored, Zach Wilson throughout the last 3 years, and definitely had an impact in what happened in our offense last year. So I trust Aaron Roderick, and I trust that staff to get the offense rolling. And it's just going to be new names. Zach's going to be playing for the Jets, and so it's going to be a different quarterback. And it's another opportunity for guys to step up, and you know, what a difference a year can make, right? So a lot of people weren't talking about Zach last year, and now he has, catapulted himself to be the second overall pick and starting quarterback at the Jets, and we'll see what happens with him there. I feel really good about his work ethic and the things that he'll be able to do in New York. From us here, we're trying to get Whichever name wins the starting spot, make sure that we get him all the resources and targets to make him have the same type of success.
All right, so lots of good stuff in what you just said, and I want to follow up on a lot of that stuff, but you mentioned Zach. So when you and I talked about Zach in the past, you know, we talked about all the upside and what he brought to the program and what he brought to everybody around him. How pleased were you then when he was drafted second overall? And then what kind of a quarterback and leader should Jets fans be expecting?
Well, work ethic is second to none. I mean, he is a football junkie, and so he doesn't really ever step away from football. In fact, I think the it'll be a lot better for him now that he doesn't have to worry about school. He can just focus on football, and he's having the time of his life. That's the one thing that he always had a goal, is to get to the NFL. And I think a lot of fans in New York are going to be really happy to see what he does there. But he'll work harder than anybody out there. I can say that with 100% surety.
So, Clowney, what's amazing to me is he was a 3-star recruit coming out of high school. You've had multiple other players drafted this year who were walk-ons or 2-star recruits. It really is an incredible advertisement for how the program is able to develop players. What are the attributes, then, that you look for in players when you're recruiting?
Well, some guys are just late bloomers, you know, and being able to see, project where you think these guys will play, it's not anything unique that I've started. I mean, that's been going on for a long time, back in the, you know, in the 80s when guys are recruiting linebackers and turning them into DNs and recruiting corners and making them safeties, you know. So that always has been out there for us. It's being able to get guys that will go with our work ethic, understand the mission of our school and our football team, and then buy into it. And they buy into the culture, great things can happen. And my job as a football coach is to get the most out of them and put them in a position where they can achieve their dreams. And that for a lot of these guys, that's the NFL. So I have to create an environment where we can get NFL guys out every year. And then I think we're in a good place. I mean, we had 5 guys get drafted this last draft, and then another 8 signed free agent deals. So obviously we have to replace those guys, but that's a good sign that things are working here and we can develop players. And it's things that I picked up along the way as a coach and things that I've seen as a player. So it's definitely helping us out. So if we can keep this trend going, I think that's going to bring a lot of success for our program.
You bet. BYU head football coach Kalani Sitake is my guest. Now you're going to play a loaded schedule once again this year. You've got 5 Pac-12 teams. You've got a Big 12 team. You've got an ACC team. You told The Athletic, quote, "We're not a P5 program, but we play so many P5 programs, and you can see the difference it makes," end of quote. Like, how different are the games against P5 programs versus the ones that are not P5s, and what is the biggest difference?
Well, obviously depth and size, but for us, the biggest difference is we're the only team that plays that P5 schedule front-loaded, you know, and so we have to be ready coming out of camp, be ready to roll right away. And I think going into the 6th season now, I think we've got a really good system. In the past, we've had to just learn by the, you know, school of hard knocks. You just have to kind of figure things out and let our guys see the type of talent that comes in here and plays against us. We played against Wisconsin 1 year, and they obliterated us. They were physical, and our guys worked hard, and they gave all the effort, but there was definitely a difference in physicality on the field, and it was a challenge for our players. There's no other way to learn than experience, and so that was a tough way to learn that you got to get stronger and bigger, but it was a great way to motivate our players. And the next year we went up to Wisconsin, and we beat them, and we were just as physical, and I thought our guys made a huge a change in their approach to the game, and what a difference a year can make. And so that's what we're going to focus on. We can do a lot of things in a year, a lot of improvement, and sometimes you have to learn by getting punched in the mouth on how to protect yourself, and we've been through that. And so now, you know, my job is to keep reminding them what can happen if you don't take care of yourselves, you don't work hard, you don't sacrifice, what can happen. And I love the schedule because it's hard. I think when you go through some difficult times and go through some hard times, it brings out a lot of wonderful rewards, and I'm looking forward to see what that happens this year.
Kalani Sitake joining me for a few more moments. All right, so we mentioned life without Zach Wilson, and you got to find yourself a new quarterback. Aaron Roderick was saying that you do a lot more 11-on-11 than a lot of teams do. So what's the thinking behind going 11-on-11 as much as you do? And then what are you looking for in starting quarterback going forward, or really in any year?
Well, I'm going to trust Aaron and what A-Rod can get from these quarterbacks. And, you know, we got three guys battling for the spot now, Jaren Hall, Baylor Romney, and Jacob Conover. And I only know one way, and that's to get the best to play. And so this competition, I mean, people forget that a year ago, you know, every position's up for grabs. So Zach had to battle for his position with two of these guys. So this year, these three will have to battle it out, and I'm going to play the best. That's the only way I know how to do it. In the meantime, it's going to be the guy that's going to get us in the end zone the most, you know, and the guy that's going to lead this team. And there are, sometimes it's there's a lot more to it than just on the field presence, but on the field presence is what matters the most, you know. And so I really don't care how you deliver the ball as long as it gets there on time. And then every position is going to have to battle and have to compete, and we'll play the best guys. And then then go into the season against Arizona, I think we're going to feel good about what we have. I'm glad that I have three guys to battle it out. There's a lot of programs that are struggling to get one out there, so it's nice. I feel comfortable with all three being able to man the field for our boys and get us in the end zone.
And then last thought, the thing is you got a lot of talent returning also at running back, wide receiver, tight end, and you're adding talent in those spots as well. So how much confidence do you have in those groups? And then how much can that help the transition with whoever the quarterback is?
Well, I think last year a lot of the guys had opportunities to play in games. You know, we sub guys out quite often, especially on defense and defensive line. But there's sometimes last year in the games where we had it in control, and you know, we took our foot off the gas pedal a little bit and put in some young guys to get them some valuable experience. So it's not like a lot of these guys are going into their first opportunity to play. Some of them will be the first time to start, but most of them have been on the field before and had some significant reps in games. And that's something that you can't simulate, even as much as you want to try to do 11-on-11 in practice. Getting out there in games under the lights, that stuff matters the most. And I think we have a lot of experience returning. We definitely have a lot more work to go. I mean, we're gonna push and work hard in fall camp and get the most out of these guys. And hopefully by the time we get to Vegas against Arizona, our fans will be proud.
Well, that's September 4th. You've got BYU going up against Arizona in Las Vegas on September 4th. BYU coming off another huge year. The head coach there is Kalani Sitake. Kalani, I appreciate you. Always appreciate the conversation, too. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon. I know that.
Pleasure's all mine. Appreciate everything you do. Thanks, Jim.
You too, Coach. Thank you very much, Kalani. Appreciate it. Appreciate the relationship. That is a good, good football program. Great head coach. And I enjoy having them on the program.